everyone, and welcome back to another edition of the Pens Cast. I am your host, Gareth Bahana. As always, alongside me is co-host of the Pens Cast and the Pens Cast mailbag. He, like me, is also a contributing writer over at pensburg.com. It's Robbie Noggle. Robbie, we've had a lot of time now to digest the Penguins not being in the dance for Lord Stanley. Are you keeping tabs with the scores throughout the league? Are you entertained by the first round matchup so far?
Yeah, I've definitely been watching. I still love hockey, and it definitely was weird kind of by Tuesday night when all the series started and there was no Penguins. It was just kind of a very odd kind of feeling, I guess, not being stressed at all, really. I mean, honestly, no, I've been pretty much thoroughly entertained. There's been some good hockey. A lot of kind of, I believe, as we record this on Friday the 21st, it'll come out on the 22nd. I think by this point, six of the eight series are 1-1. So, I mean, they've been pretty even, some good comebacks, some really exciting hockey. And overall, I've enjoyed what I've watched so far, and I'll probably watch all the way through the final to see who raises the cup, because I love the sport, so that way I'll watch it. But I definitely have to admit that it's very weird not seeing the Penguins playing at all.
So things have pretty much dried up in Penguin land, like you said, as we record this on the 21st of April. There are a couple of news items to get to, most notably defenseman Jan Ruda undergoing a core muscle surgery. The Penguins announced earlier this week the defenseman will miss about 8 to 10 weeks, but obviously not a great sign that he was probably playing injured to some extent towards the end of the regular season. I'm not sure how much, if at all, it impacted his game or his play. In terms of the news of the week, Jan Ruda going under the knife and getting that taken care of. Hopefully he's ready to go by the time training camp rolls around, if he can, you know, get on a rink, maybe skate around a little bit, keep himself in shape, obviously, as a lot of these guys do throughout the calendar year. The big discussion we'll have this week, as I mentioned, things have dried up a little bit, but let's talk about Mike Sullivan and the job that Mike Sullivan has done specifically this season. You know, we can sit here and we can criticize player deployment, you know, relying on players like Jeff Carter and Brian Dumoulin in rather key situations throughout the season. But I'm curious, Robbie, during the end of season press conference, Fenway Sports Group seemed to indicate that Mike Sullivan will have some sort of say in this next hockey operations hire / general manager hire. FSG looks like they view Mike Sullivan as a very well-regarded, highly regarded coach, and his resume, Robbie, speaks for itself. Back-to-back Stanley Cups. I'm curious, though, Robbie, the Penguins obviously did not clinch a playoff spot this season, and outside of this season, they had trouble getting out of the first round against the Islanders, the Rangers, even the play-in round during the COVID season. So, Robbie, my question this week is a simple one for you and for all the listeners. Going into the 2023-24 season with presumably a newly redesigned hockey ops department and a new general manager, how much sway, or in better terms maybe, how short of a leash do you think Mike Sullivan is on heading into the 2023-24 season? I imagine he's on relatively stable ground, but given the Penguins' postseason failures, some of his deployment issues, you know, that may lead someone to wonder if he deserves to come back, or if they should just clean house altogether and bring in a completely new voice. So, Robbie, what do you think, looking at Mike Sullivan, the success he's had? Do you think he is on the hot seat or could get onto the hot seat during the 2023-24 season?
Oh, I think he's absolutely going to be starting the season on a hot seat. And it's really going to depend, obviously, a lot on what the vision of the new hockey ops department is when they come in, whoever it is. We've thrown around a bunch of names, not going to go through them all again, but it's really all going to depend on what that vision is and what their expectations are. But I think regardless of who it is, the leash is going to be short. They know whoever comes in is going to know of Mike Sullivan and what he's all about, the style he runs, the system he runs, what his expectations are, his coaching style, how he handles the players. So they're not going to be coming in blind. It's not like there's some no-name guy out there that they've never heard of or they're just getting used to. Even if they don't know Mike Sullivan personally, they're all going to be plenty whoever comes is going to be plenty familiar with what Mike Sullivan brings to the table. And it sounds like Fenway is still backing him. It definitely sounded like that on last Friday when during the all the firing press conferences that they held. The Mike Sullivan's still the head coach. I would think that the next general manager has to at least be okay with giving Mike Sullivan a shot. But I think there's definitely some heat on that seat. How short that leash is, I can't say exactly. Again, I think that might even come down to the individual or individuals that will be running hockey ops when the Penguins begin next season. Yeah, I mean, Mike Sullivan has pedigree. There's no doubt about that. The players, especially the big names, respond to him. They like him. They wanted him to remain in Pittsburgh. And I just don't see him going anywhere unless something horrific would happen early next season that they would just be completely out of it before Thanksgiving. Then maybe. But again, I think even with whatever moves the Penguins make this summer, that top six and Chris Letang and Marcus Pedersen is still going to be good enough that the Penguins are going to be in the conversation, regardless of who the GM is, what Mike Sullivan's doing. I really think that if they're in a position similar to this next year, it's going to come down to the final week kind of situation again, depending on what moves they make. Now, they could make the right moves and become a contender for the Metro Division, but that's a long way off, a long conversation to have. But I think that Mike Sullivan is, I don't know if it's semi-safe. I don't think if they start off next season 0-3 or something like that, I don't think the new management's just going to go out there and say, Mike, thanks for everything, but we're going to move in a different direction. I really don't think the lease is that short. But if things aren't good by Thanksgiving or Christmas, then the conversation changes. And again, it all depends on what the new hockey ops team, what their vision is for the franchise moving forward, and what they do this offseason to kind of get them there, whether or not they think Sullivan is the right man for the job. So I think it's kind of going to be the seat's going to be warm. It's not going to be completely safe, but I don't think it's going to be one of those October firings unless they start out like 0-10 or something like that. But I don't think anybody foresees, even the worst teams in the NHL don't usually start out 0-10. But I think overall, Mike Sullivan is, the seat's a little warm, but I'm not too concerned that the new management's going to come in and make any kind of drastic changes behind the bench. Now, what I do think you'll see is a change in assistant coaches, whether it's a whole new crew or whatever they decide to do. I definitely think you'll see new assistant coaches. Yeah, Mike Sullivan's going to have input in that. He obviously wants guys to kind of fit what he wants to do. And I think most of Penguins Nation would agree that something behind the bench needs to change, even if it's not the head coach. The power play is not good enough. The defense struggle. Something needs to change, and I think that the new hockey ops department and Mike Sullivan will sit down, and there'll probably be some behind the bench changes, specifically to assistant coaches. Would probably be the most surprising thing that we see this summer.
I'm looking at Mike Sullivan's coaching record on Hockey Reference right now: 337 wins, 187 regulation losses, 65 overtime / shootout losses. That is good for in his Pittsburgh tenure, a 627 win percentage. Obviously, I mentioned the two Stanley Cups won back-to-back, and Mike Sullivan is officially the winningest coach in franchise history, eclipsing Dan Bylsma back in October of 2021 with his 253rd victory at the time. Obviously, it doesn't hurt to have Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, Chris Letang, and the like when you're coaching that team day in and day out every night. Things can get relatively easy when you're surrounded by a cast of elite players like that, but that's not to take away from Mike Sullivan as the coach as well. Like you said, Robbie, I think the players respond very highly, very well to him. I ask the question because you and I both know Robbie, and I'm sure a lot of the longtime fans out there realize that NHL coaches really have a short shelf life. You're going to be hard pressed to find a very long tenured head coach for whatever reason. The most common explanation is that players tune out the message and they tune out the head coach, and a new voice or something along those lines is needed in the locker room. But 8 years in, and I haven't got that feeling from the players yet. So, like you said, Robbie, we'll see when we get into October if they get off to like a 3-7, 3-8 kind of start. Maybe then I'd start to have a few concerns. But as things stand right now, especially with what Fenway Sports Group was saying about how Sullivan is going to have a voice in this process, I'm at the very least interested, because fans are going to be restless, especially if they get off to a slow start. You don't have to remind them of the last 3 to 4 years of playoff failures, especially this season, not even clinching a playoff berth. Now, I'm not saying that's all on Mike Sullivan, but at some point you're going to have to say, well, we got rid of the general manager. If you're still struggling, we got rid of the general manager. The next step would be getting rid of the coach. I think that's a break glass now emergency kind of scenario. And again, the Penguins would have to stumble out of the gate very, very hard and really get behind in the standings for that sort of thing to happen. But as things stand now, it looks like Mike Sullivan is still going to be a very well-respected, tenured bench boss in Pittsburgh. The kind of system that he implements, high, hard, forechecking, puck possession, speed-based kind of game. We know that Sullivan didn't get those kinds of reinforcements in terms of the players that Ron Hextall brought in, talking about players like Mikael Granlund and Jeff Carter obviously not having much in the tank anymore. So we'll see if the new general manager can bring in some players that fit more in line with the kind of forechecking, offensively-minded scheme that Mike Sullivan will run. Robbie, it was a short discussion this week regarding Mike Sullivan and his potential future here, but as we get into the deeper and deeper depths of the offseason, content is likely to dry up a bit, and the news is going to trickle out at a much slower pace. For those listening, Robbie and I were talking just before we hit the record button, and for those wondering what our content schedule will look like moving forward, we'll plan on creating more podcast content throughout the offseason. And as the news starts to get slower, what we were thinking about doing was, at the very least, continuing with the PensCast mailbag every week and getting that listener participation, even if it's not about hockey-related questions. Robbie brought up a great point that we could simply just have a more laid-back, informal discussion about a wide variety of topics that aren't even hockey-related. So don't think that with the Penguins not playing that the Skating Penguin Network will go dormant. We will certainly have content running throughout the offseason, and as soon as the Penguins make that general manager hire and retransform their hockey operations department, we will be one of the first ones to bring it to you on the PensCast. But Robbie, as we wrap up this abbreviated edition of the PensCast, do you have anything else you'd like to say before we wrap up this episode?
No, like you said, that right now it's kind of surprising how quickly content can dry up when your team's season is over, for the most part. And obviously, if the Penguins are still playing right now, we'd be talking about probably two playoff games and getting ready for a game three for whoever they were playing against. But I think that, and I saw this on Twitter today, I think if you've been paying attention to the playoffs at all, it's quite clear the Penguins don't belong. So, I mean, you can be sad that they're not in it, but it's probably for the best. That way they could kind of get a head start on the off season. And yeah, we're probably still waiting for any kind of significant news that's going to get us talking or in terms of the hockey ops. But one thing to note, I just saw it. I was scrolling through Twitter here about an hour ago. Rob Rossi tweeted out, it's his understanding there's been no significant movement this week on the Penguins hockey operations leadership search. They're still gathering names for potential candidates. I think that pretty much makes sense. And how much leaks out, if any, it remains to be seen. I don't know how tight-lipped Fenway Sports Group is with that kind of stuff, so I guess we'll find out. But when news breaks, we'll be here to break it down and maybe talk to some other folks on what to expect and moving forward. And no, so yeah, I mean, mailbag every week should definitely keep everybody entertained, especially when we maybe start freelancing a little bit more with the topics and stuff. But yeah, for the most part, unless something major breaks, welcome to what an NHL offseason is like if this is your first time. We've been obviously spoiled the last few years, over a decade and a half of having at least something to talk about in pretty much to the end of April. But not the case when your team missed the playoffs. But that's the way the cookie crumbled this year for the Penguins. And I can't say they didn't deserve their fate. Once we get news, and especially into June and early July, we'll be able to get back to a good bit of content as the offseason really ramps up at that time. But yeah, that's about all I got. Thanks for tuning in. And I guess we'll talk to you guys at least Monday with the next mailbag.
Yep, Robbie, basically you put a bow on this one. I'll agree and concur with everything that he just said. And for Robin Ogle, I have been Garrett Behanna. Thank you so much for listening to this abbreviated edition of the Penscast. And we will be back next week for another edition of the Penscast Mailbag. So we will talk to all of you again next week.